Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, Are There Specific Rodent Species That Are More Common in Rochester Than Elsewhere? You know, every city has its own personality, and believe it or not, that extends to our rodent residents too. Rochester's got some fascinating quirks when it comes to our furry little troublemakers, and today we're diving into what makes our situation unique. Let's start with our West Side's VIP, very invasive pest, the Norway rat. These guys are living their best life in Rochester, showing up at three times the numbers you'd expect in a typical northeastern city. Why? Our vintage sewer system is basically a rat resort, and all those beautiful garden spaces we're so proud of? They're like an all-you-can-eat buffet for these crafty critters. Now, speaking of local celebrities, let's talk about the white-footed mouse. These little athletes are absolutely crushing it along the Genesee River corridor, showing up 40% more often than in neighboring areas. Think of them as the marathon runners of the rodent world. They've found their perfect training ground right here in Rochester. Here's where it gets really interesting. Our house mice apparently didn't get the memo about normal rodent behavior. While most cities see these guys peak in fall, our Rochester mice are spring breakers. They're most active when the snow starts melting, almost like they're celebrating the end of winter with us. I've got to share this wild story from my buddy Jim Morton, one of our veteran pest control experts. He was doing his rounds in Highland Park when he stumbled upon something nobody had seen before, a whole colony of white-footed mice living it up in the ornamental cherry trees. These mice were basically running their own bed and breakfast in the branches, something that hasn't been documented anywhere else in New York State. So what does this mean for you? Mark your calendars for March and April. That's your window to rodent-proof your home before our unique spring surge kicks in. Trust me, a few hours of prevention during those transition months will save you a whole lot of headache later. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.